Lower sales volumes and higher sourcing costs for liquefied petroleum gas weighed on Afrox's profits. The company reported interim earnings down 31% today. And MD Skalk Venter joins me now for a closer interrogation of those numbers. Thanks so much, Skalk, for your time this evening. So Afrox not managing to escape unscathed. You were dealt a double whammy with revenue down 10% as COVID restrictions hit sales volumes, but where they also moved to elevate some of your sourcing costs. So talk us through the impact you've suffered here.
I think you're right, double whammy in terms of the lockdown. 50% almost of April's volumes disappeared in the level 5 lockdown, and then we saw from refineries that LPG was in very short supply because of over high inventories of diesel, petrol and F-gas, and of course then we had to import LPG at high prices to keep the market going. So we paid a bit of a premium for supplies in April and May.
That being said, and especially with pressures coming through from the demand you usually cater to in the automotive and steel sectors, what kind of pickup are you starting to now see on those fronts, and do you have sufficient capacity to supply?
Alicia, yes, we do. We've got sufficient capacity with increased imports, and also, if I may call it, the swap around from what they call MRGP, which is the gate price at refineries versus import price that have been equalized now by the energy regulator to a certain extent. So import for volumes now come at local pricing, capped local pricing now is certainly more competitive for both sources. We've seen volumes certainly increasing, especially in the automotive industry, as well as hospitality, as malls, fast food restaurants and so forth pick up their LPG consumption as the lockdown levels, are released towards level 2 now, and maybe hopefully level 1 in the next week or so.
Skalk, through it all, though, pressure alleviated to an extent by what has been a stable healthcare business and the successful recovery cost of inflation on that end. Is that a direct translation of the demand put on hospital services on account of COVID-19 cases and the temporary field hospital installations that we've seen through this period?
Alicia, not completely, because if you look at the COVID-19 peaked at different times in different provinces. It was not a general national peak. So we probably at the time of half year, 30 June, we've seen basically the Cape area peaking, and then Gauteng followed. But we saw the peak in volumes for Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal and the Eastern Cape after June. So I think what you see in a good performance in atmospheric gases is quite a robust model, because demand for CO2 was quite high for bottlers, and then oxygen in general and nitrogen in general, we've seen those quite robust, and revenues down, but good profitability still from that business.
Talk us through that profitability and more so pricing structures as you've navigated these various cycles.
Look, on medical oxygen, we supply to a contract. So there's a certain specification in terms of purity, and there's a certain price. So that's a contract price and a contract quality we need to deliver to. In terms of industrial nitrogen and oxygen, there's a certain volume or a certain revenue of sales that's almost annuity income, because we get a stable charge for facility fees and cylinder rentals. So this is why this business is quite defensive,
Okay, so defensive on that side, Skalk, but as we've well heard, this is going to be a long slog ahead. So how fast have you had to maneuver to mitigate against some of the lasting impact that, probably still going to be felt? Because what it has triggered is some restructuring activity of the business on your end.
Look, Alicia, I think for the past 5 years, drive for efficiency, cost optimization has been part of economic life, I think, very much for many South African companies. I think even more so for Afrox. So, we will continue to drive efficiencies and cost optimization and recovery of inflationary increases. We've moved fast. I mean, if you look at how we control expenditure, I'm very happy with it. We've done quite well on that front.
What kind of efficiencies are you extracting and expecting to extract, and with what kind of impact on your cost line at the end of the day?
Look, it's typical around efficiencies of assets, so it's against the assets. So for ASUs, for example, if we have enough volume, we campaign them. So we don't run them, you know, when the tanks are full, for example. So we utilize that volume and then rebuild instead of venting expensive electricity. Secondly, making sure that our distribution network is optimal in terms of volume, cylinder volumes on vehicles, and so forth. It's more optimization than cost cutting.
I asked the question because over this period, your operating margin reduced overall to 12.5% from 15.2% previously as a result of lower economies of scale, Skalk. So, what kind of targets do you have on that front, and where do you see that getting back to?
Alicia, yes, you know, South Africa has had the worst lockdown regime globally, I think. You know, it was the worst impact on economy. So I think we all understood that it's not sustainable, that level of lockdown. So I think if we look post, you know, the peak of lockdown level five, we certainly see volumes coming back. So the two pillars of our business worst hit was LPG and hard goods. And we've seen those volumes recover now within 90% of pre-COVID volumes. So, you know, there's a little bit of tweaking around optimization there, and hopefully with further volume recovery as we move into level one. So I think we still need a month or two of fairly, you know, stable economy, whatever we can call stable, and let's then see how volumes pan out. We are planning
While we
for.
wait, though, you are sitting comfortable. You've got a cash position that you say puts you in a strong enough position to take advantage of any future opportunities. How rife are those opportunities at this stage of the game?
Lisa, there's the LPG supply to domestic markets where you know, invested another 70 million rand this year, which, you know, if you look at LPG, that has grown. Domestic market demand has grown with 1%, which we met. There's, of course, then the future project in Mozambique, the LNG project off the coast of the north coast of Mozambique, the biggest investment ever in Africa, $126 billion over 20 years. Very well positioned there as a supplier and as an entity in Mozambique. We've got Afrox Mozambique, a local entity. And I think then, of course, you know, you saw the South African government announce infrastructure development around renewable energy, you know, roads, transport, and we hope that would and believe, you know, in the next 20 years that would stimulate the economy. So Africa, South Africa has to go somewhere from an economic point of view, and I think we're well positioned for whatever opportunities exist.
Well, hopefully that somewhere is upwards. Let's leave it there, Skalk. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the MD of Afrox, Skalk Venter.